Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I got an idea for you this weekend. In addition to honoring fathers, head on over to Leaders. You need to do it today or tomorrow before afternoon. And open yourself up an account with Leaders Credit Union. Become a part of the family. When you are, you're an owner. When you're with Leaders, that's what happens with you when a credit. When you're with a credit union, they're not-for-profit financial institutions fully owned by you, the members. Their technology is better because when they make money, it goes back into you, the members, and your technology, your rates on mortgages, your rates on HELOCs, home equity lines of credit. Leaders can do one for you as low as 5.99 APR on that home equity line of credit. Get you that cash you need to do that kitchen upgrade or that beautiful bathroom remodel that you've wanted to do for the last 5 years but haven't had the cash. Let Leaders unlock it for you. Got a bunch of options. Check them all out at visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA and is your financial champion. Got news yesterday after we'd gotten off the show. That's something I'd wondered about for weeks. There was actually some, I don't know if we'd call it a fire, but a little blaze to that smoke. And that smoke would have been Mike Miller a few weeks back, very oddly, and going on a national podcast. And when asked about his basketball roster clients, we know Mike Miller now has Lyft Sports Management. Represents guys like Paolo Banchero and was started last year around this time, April, spring or so. We got news, I think it was from Woj first. Many had heard it, but I think it became official and hit the mainstream that Mike was going to be representing Ja Morant, who we know well here, and had for, what, the better part of the last year. But Mike didn't mention him a few weeks back, which stood out. This was mid-May, right at the time of the EYBL here in Memphis, where, again, your signature shoe athlete, in this case, one of the few who's got a signature shoe that you represent, maybe the only one, I'm not sure. Paolo got a shoe yet? I'm not sure. We can get to that. Ja does, and he's not mentioned on your client list. Now, sure, we can say, well, Kyler Murray wasn't either, but he was asked about his basketball client list. You would have mentioned Ja Morant. So it was odd. And here we are weeks later, and what became obvious was the Lyft management side, Lyft Sports Management side, at least in the last couple of days, because it's on that side where some things changed last few weeks. Ja Morant, who hadn't been mentioned by Mike Miller, was now no longer on the site as of this week. Underneath clients, there was also a spot on branding, brands, where he had been previously a photo of him and flying through the air, Nike deal, had been listed. That has been removed. It's Paolo Banchero. So what was clear now was in sort of a an answer, not a public one, obviously. Lyft wasn't going to speak on this, and clearly Ja wasn't either. You'd gone weeks. But when he'd been scrubbed from the site and on Instagram looked like been unfollowed by Lyft Sports Management, becoming pretty obvious there had been separation. Now, what started this? What's at the root of this? I'm sure we may never know or fully know. But what we have is enough info out there now. Jeffrey Wright and I actually talked about this on his show yesterday. It was funny to see the stories pop up not long after we got off the air. And credit, too, to Michael Cole for writing that first one. Drew Hill, our man, did it a little bit later on yesterday. But, yes, enough facts out there, we think, now that you didn't need a quote from either side to have the facts, which is Grizzly star John Morant parts ways with Mike Miller's agency, Lyft Sports Management. Now, I'm reading from DeMichael's story here. Again, you've got a story as well up at the Daily Memphian from Drew Hill. But here's what DeMichael writes. Memphis Grizzly star John Morant's parted ways with Lyft Sports Management. Multiple sources told the Commercial Appeal on June 12th. That was yesterday. The sources were granted anonymity. Lyft Sports Management list of clients no longer includes Morant, who was listed on the website as recently as May 16th. I'd tell you he was on there even more recently than that. Believe me, I've been checking that thing because I thought this was odd weeks ago. Morant joined Lyft, yes, April of 2024. Remember, it was a big enough story, not just locally, but nationally, that Woj wrote about it. It's a former NBA, you know, an NBA champion, now in the agent game. And, oh, by the way, he's rising fast. Guy got the number one pick in Palo, and now he's representing Ja Morant. It's a national story. And so here we are now with what, you know, initially looked like, hey, maybe some breadcrumbs, is this going down? And then eventually becomes confirmed without either side having to do it in terms of the actions, what we can see. We're not blind. And so at some point, maybe, I don't know, Ja Morant might be asked about this at a summer event, or maybe it's not until media day. But something that was a big story last summer, you know, seemed to be going ignored for weeks there. Now it's pretty obvious. There's enough of a feeling on both sides. They were willing to make it public when you, you know, erase him from your site, unfollow him on IG. And here we are, not knowing exactly why this has happened, but knowing that Ja will be on to, what, his third agent in 7 years?
Yeah, and if we could, let's make this the first part of the rundown.
Yeah, so obviously, I think a couple of things. One is we don't know exactly why it happened. We don't know, you know, I'm sure like anything else, it was a combination of factors. It wasn't probably just one thing. Short time together, only 1 year, like you said, well, year, I guess a year and a half. You know, Mike basically didn't even do anything with Ja. Like, I mean, he didn't renegotiate a contract. He didn't sign any deals. Like, he didn't even have time to do that. You know, sometimes I guess partnerships, you hope they work, they don't. And this one clearly did not. We'll see, you know, I wouldn't expect Lyft to say anything. We'll see, like you said, if Ja is asked about it at, because, you know, what's he going to do? Like, that's kind of where my head is. Like, what is Ja doing? You know, is he going his own way? Is he hiring another agent?
SGA's done that.
You know, is he, like, what's the plan with Team Morant? You know, is kind of where my head is. You know, again, unfortunate it didn't work with Mike, but Mike's got Paolo and a lot of other guys. He'll be fine. What's Ja trying to do? You know, is Ja trying to, you know, lock himself in here? Is he trying to do something else? Like, what's the plan? You know, so I think that's the part that I would really love to see, and we won't know until it happens. But, you know, I think the future here, you know, obviously he has something in mind if he's going to part ways with Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? You know, and I think that's, you know, I don't, it, you know, is it a great look that it's a third agent in, you know, in 3 years? No, but I don't think it matters either. I mean, I think NBA guys change agents all the time. I don't think it makes it any less likely that he's in Memphis, that he hasn't. I don't think it's like, because you saw a little bit of that speculation yesterday. It's like, oh, does this mean he's trying to orchestrate? I don't believe that is what's going on here. But I would like to kind of see where Ja's head is with this. Like, what's the plan? And we don't really know right now.
He's going to be attractive because he's contract eligible.
That's right.
This summer.
That's right.
Which I'm sure has had, if I'm clutch, I've called, I've kicked the tires already. Because I'm sure this word, again, when Mike doesn't mention this, what was the name of the podcast? It's a big one.
Oh, Pardon My Take.
Pardon My Take, thank you very much. Which is watched daily by hundreds of thousands. So, I mean, you were on, he was on a mainstream podcast, my point. One of the biggest ones, bro.
Right.
So, I mean, this word had been out. My point is, Ja's phone been ringing.
Yep.
He's not having to go seek out agents right now. Hey, you think you'd represent me? Because he is contract eligible, and to many, he still represents an opportunity to make a ton of money.
I think he knows where he's going.
Now, whether or not, right, I'm sure he does, because he's had weeks at this point to determine it. point being, you know, I would say too, you know, is Ja, or do you want the agent for the contract and in that, or are you gonna, do you want the agent for what's going to happen going down the future with Nike and all that? Do you want an agent that's going to be over everything or just a little bit? That's I would ask him those things.
Yep.
We all said, you know, with Mike was a guy who'd seen the whole league, right? He'll be able to help mature Ja. Oh, yeah, this will be great. As you just said, I'm not sure that he did it anything. I mean, did he? The Nike deal was already in place.
Yep.
You know, in terms of talking sense to Ja, well, we've had Derrick Rose here to do that. We think Penny Hardaway's said some things to him in terms of being a wily old vet and how you do things in this league and all that stuff. I mean, if you got advice, okay, yeah, it was one of many that have given him advice, many accomplished players, those kinds of things have given him advice. But what I told Drew this morning about this was that it doesn't here's the thing, because people did. They speculated about it. It was written about by both DeMichael and Drew. I don't think Mike Miller, if any of you are looking at it this way, is so aligned with the Grizzlies that a separation between Ja and Mike Miller means Ja feels any sort of way, because that's not the case. Mm-hmm. This isn't a deal where it was Mike Miller and the Grizzlies on one side and Ja on the other.
Right.
Separate all of that. Obviously, Mike has his own history with the Grizzlies, and that is separate from this.
That's right.
That should be addressed, because some out there are speculating that,
mm-hmm.
that Mike is Mr. Grizzly, and this means, you know, with Ja separating, this means that, something's going on with Ja and the Grizzlies as a result of that. Not at all. What I would say, though, is sort of what you said. You know, whether it's in a maturity level, whether it's in an understanding the potential that's out there for him business-wise, there just has to be a next step. And I'm not sure any agent does that for him. But we were hoping that of Mike.
Right.
What we need to be done hoping that, it's kind of like Danny Green said when we were talking about coaches for Ja.
That's right.
It ain't going to matter who you bring in here. Because it's what we've said about Penny and Derrick Rose talking to him.
Yep.
It's all about, is the man going to receive it? That's it. So that's where I'm trying to get to.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of agents want to make money off of him with this new contract and everything else. And I imagine Grizzly's going to want to give it to him.
Yep.
He's the box office. He's the tickets.
Yep.
We should be more locked into keeping him here than anything else. I mean, we talk so much about Jaren. But you know, I'm with you. Third agent in 7 years. Well, I ask, okay, well, what are you looking for?
Right.
What are you looking for? So on both sides of this.
Exactly. Know,
and then, yeah. On Mike's side, you know, what are you going to do?
We're going to rep Palo. Mm-hmm. I mean,
my thing is, you lost a big one.
We did. We lost a big one.
You lost a bit. That's a big fish right there. They don't all just grow like that off trees.
Very true.
No, Palo's number one, and that's a good one. That's a great one to have.
You got to regret that it didn't work out.
That's your signature shoe man.
And he's in Memphis. You're in Memphis. You know. Like, you're a Grizzly. He's a Grizzly. You know,
we like Jabari. He ain't looking like Ja here to start. We like, there's some other young ones that are in there. The Jones brothers.
It
drops off a little bit.
Get off my website, man.
I'm just saying. who's my guy? Pat Beverly. Career over. What I'm saying?
We meant to get him off there. That we accidentally took Ja off.
PJ Washington. Now, there's a guy still got some in it, but I'm just saying, you take Ja off that roster, it ain't nearly as sexy. Now, we also got Kyler Murray, don't we, John?
That's right.
So we're broad. We've gone out of basketball, but I'm just saying, you take Ja
Morant. And Russell Wilson.
Take Ja Morant off that list. You shouldn't have stopped me, is my point with the Russell Wilson. Take Ja Morant off that roster, especially that basketball roster. It doesn't look quite the same.
Yeah.
So let's not act like this in a blow for Mike too.
Yeah, listen, I don't know
it's a blow for Ja when I say two. Let's not act like it's not a blow for Lyft management.
No, I want to caution, I'm not speaking for anybody here, but I would imagine that nobody is happy
about
this.
We say all the time. Well,
sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. In this case, I'm not.
Fine.
But I would imagine that nobody is happy about this, right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.